turn it over to you.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Report on the university healthcare system. Our committee met yesterday bright and early at 8 a.m. More importantly, our meeting ended on time. My thanks to all who attended, especially those who presented, and to my colleagues, Trustees Estrada and Oliver. Our first agenda item was to review hospital finances. Briefly, over the first 5 months of fiscal 2012, we stand at $2.8 million in the black. More importantly, though, all trends such as census, outpatient visits, and revenue are in a positive direction, so business does seem to be growing. Vice President Garcia has kindly agreed to follow my presentation with a more in-depth presentation on this, so I will allow him to expand on that shortly. We next discussed our payer mix, which is somewhat arcane to medicine, so I'll just take 1 minute to try to explain this. Basically, hospitals and physicians are paid for their services by three main contributors. One would be Medicare, one would be Medicaid, two would be Medicaid, three would be insurance lumped together. Our payer mix is 27% Medicare, 38% Medicaid, and 30% private insurance. Reimbursement for Medicare, of course, is federal. That's set by federal standards. Insurance contracts are negotiated with the different insurance companies. Classically, they pay better. Essentially, they subsidize. They help to subsidize Medicare and Medicaid. Medicaid is paid by the state. And most hospitals do not receive a huge amount on the dollar for Medicaid payments. However, we have a unique setup on this because our hospital is the only hospital that's operated in this state by a state institution. So we receive a better payment schedule and on a more timely basis than basically any other hospital in the state. And since Medicaid makes up the majority of our patients, these payments are essential to our bottom line. But we did have the discussion, you know, will this preferential will these preferential pay rates continue, given, as Walt showed us this morning, the precarious financial situation of the state. Therefore, we discussed possible strategies to increase our patient census in the other two categories of Medicare and insurance. One of the advantages of Medicare is for residency programs, the federal government will pay extra for the number of Medicare patients seen. And the advantage of insurance payments is usually the revenue is higher than the other two categories. Payer mix pretty much is set by your demographics, basically of the neighborhoods you serve. We obviously can't pick up the hospital and move it, nor would we want to. So therefore, to change your payer mix, the only way really feasible is to negotiate alliances possibly with other healthcare systems to offer our tertiary care for their primary care patients. Some of these negotiations are in process, and I hope to have more of that to report to you in March. So the grand plan: increase revenue, which allows us to upgrade and expand facilities, which allows us to increase our patient visits, which in turn would allow us to pursue our long-range facility plans. Next on the agenda, Mr. Loffing provided us with an update on facilities upgrades. You will recall about a year and a half ago, we budgeted $40 million for upgrades to the existing physical plant. Phase one is the electrical upgrade, which is estimated to be completed in spring of this year. Phase two will be a 20-bed short-stay unit to help with outpatient surgery and also free up some more inpatient beds to helpfully increase our census. Hopefully construction on that begins this summer. For some bad news, the assessment of the hospital envelope, which basically concerns roof, windows, et cetera, it's expected that one survey suggested a possible expenditure of $26 million over